We are the pioneers, and we are going to be the one who set the stage for the rest of the sport.
Well, the one thing you can count on is absolutely nothing.
You never let your guard down and always play hard as you can play.
This is the home stretch right here. One more feature to navigate.
You know, just got to go with what you got.
This isn't just about skiing.
An all-out fight to the finish.
There's no such thing as can't.
Pushing it till the end, and he's got another gold medal.
Our Paralympics profile today is a Nordic skier with a vision impairment competing for the U.S. in Sochi. Team USA is still looking for its first gold medal of these very competitive games. Kevin Burton was an Arabic linguist in the United States Navy when he was diagnosed with a degenerative eye disease called retinitis pigmentosa. He's an example of how the Paralympics bring people from very different backgrounds together. Kevin was never interested in winter sports until he did his rehab at a center in Georgia. He loved the combination of the intense exertion of cross-country skiing and the patience required to shoot, especially when you're blind.
It's pretty similar for visually impaired skiers to cross-country ski. The only difference from able-bodied people is that we ski with a guide in front of us all the time that we follow and they keep us safe. The shooting is, it's pretty hard to stop when your heart's racing and everything and be really precise with the rifle. The visually impaired rifle, you aim by sound, which adds another layer of difficulty to the sport.
So there's some sort of sonar indicator of whether you're close to the target before you pull the trigger?
Yeah, it uses an infrared targeting system. When you first pick up the rifle, it's a steady beeping noise. And as you get closer to the center of the target, the beeping noise gets faster and then it turns into a steady tone. As you get closer and closer, the tone gets higher pitched.
So let's talk about your guide for a moment. How does your guide keep you safe out there on the snow?
My guide and I, we use an intercom system that was actually designed for motorcycles. Some people, their guides just turn and yell to them. It works for people who have a little bit of vision, but you don't get to pass as much information. And then a totally blind skier, their guide would wear a speaker on their back and constantly make noise for the athlete to follow them. I mean, it does take trust. If you don't trust your guide, you probably wouldn't be able to go all out on downhills and stuff.
Does your guide have to be a better, faster cross-country skier than you to make this work, or are you about equal?
My guides are all better skiers than I am. There's a Canadian that's the top of our division. He actually qualified for the Vancouver Olympics, not just Paralympics. His guides, one of them competed in Sochi in the Olympics, but he's just as fast as his guides. So they'll take breaks or switch off while they're skiing with him because he's so fast, it's hard to keep up.
Has any guide ever kind of ruined it for anyone at the Paralympics by wiping out or leading you wrong?
I'm sure it's happened. I haven't encountered that on my own. I've heard stories from Vancouver before I was into the sport where during the sprint races, the competitors skied in front of their guides to try to sprint to the finish, and the guides had to yell stuff from behind the competitors.
So have you always been a skier, Kevin?
No, I didn't pick up skiing until 2011 when I was going through blind rehabilitation through the VA. And when I went to the training camp, I wasn't really sure what to expect. But when I, at the end of it, I met with the coaches and they asked me if it would be something I'd be willing to train full time and with hopes to make it to Sochi. And being only my second year of skiing, my chances for a medal aren't that great, but I'm skiing better than I ever have. So hopefully, especially with biathlon, if I have a good day shooting and skiing, anything can happen.
You know what I love about the Paralympics is that in the regular Olympics, you know, people have been training for years and years and years and years, and this is their whole life. And for so many Paralympians, it's, started a year ago or started 2 years ago or got into it, you know, right after my accident kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah. It's the majority of the team. They weren't skiers previous to their injuries or anything. It's something that they got recruited from another sport or they just went to try it out at a camp or something. And they work just as hard as the Olympians and they're amazing athletes. But yeah, most of them are fairly new to the sport.
Kevin, I want to wish you the best of luck in Sochi.
All right. Thank you.
Kevin Burton is the USA Paralympics Nordic skier, cross country and biathlon.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.